listens to Robin and Maynard.
Where do you work, Claire?
I work at a Septico in Woodinville.
Hey, Dan, what do you do?
I work for Boeing.
Mark Patera.
Yes.
You're the painter. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You say you're a project manager for a flooring company.
Yeah.
Kyle is in commercial real estate, Maynard, so that means he's what, loaded to the gills? I think so.
Who listens to Robin and Maynard?
Introduce yourself, sir.
Keith
McClure from the Special Offender Center?
Uh-oh.
That's right. Got out, Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Well, that's great, Keith.
Yeah, we got letters from Keith McClure. Letters from Walla Walla.
Letters from Shelton.
Nice to have you out roaming through people's homes.
Robin and Maynard.
You know, Maynard, a lot of stations in town, at least one or two, are making a big deal out of they're saying, we do not cover, you will not hear anything about the O.J. Simpson trial on this radio station. Well, Robin and Maynard refuse to bury their heads in the sand like that and pretend this is not going on. This is vital information.
And if you ever miss a little snippet of it, you can always call us and we'll put it up for you. Here's one you might not have seen. Ito stepped out, beard trim. And this replacement judge stepped in.
Cato Kaelin on the stand being...
Cato Kaelin on the stand.
With Marcia Clark.
I am Judge Scrotelman. Do you swear to tell the truth, Cato?
No.
That's okay. Neither does the defense. So that will be fine then. Now, Cato, what is the most you've ever spent on shampoo?
$9.25, $9.26.
All right. Would you like a bite off this corn dog? Can I get you anything?
No. A few French fries.
French fries! French fries for Cato! Now, before my next question, if anyone has to hack, please do it now. Anyone? Say, I'm very curious about something, Cato, my oily-haired, groovy little scrounge rat. What is the most you've ever spent on a corn dog?
It was about $9.40, $9.45.
Uh-huh. So you've spent more on corn dogs than on shampoo.
Order. There it was.
Wow.
In case you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. I've never heard the judge interview the...
Rope? His robe was a little big.
It was huge. Just had a little, like, a couple like, of set of ears poking
it
out.
It looked like
it.
A black Casper coming out.
It was the strangest thing. So there you have it.
And now, the sponsorship. That clip was so dramatic, I didn't want to interrupt. It's Rick Jones here, reminding you that at 1-800-DIVORCE, we'll connect you directly to Goldberg Jones. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Sure.